Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here, this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Sorry about the gravelly voice there for a second. Been an interesting week. We've been back and forth to the hospital with Miss Robin, and it's just been quite a week. Been working every day in between, at least trying to be, and working on Maryland Loves Crabs, hoping that we get some more crabby pictures from you all, eating crabs, catching crabs, displaying your crabs. Same way with snakeheads and blue catfish. We'd love to see those pictures, too. Just email them to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So, here's the update on Robin. Robin is still in the hospital. She has improved the last couple days this week. She's been early in the week, it was she had taken a little step backwards, but she's rallied. She's come around. She's communicating better. Appetite's still there. She still needs to get her appetite back. She's still fighting the flu a little bit, low blood pressure, anemia. I think she had one transfusion this week. But talking more, interacting more, working with the doctors and hopefully on the way up, on the way to be at least released. I don't know if she'll be 100%. Probably wind up going to a subacute rehab somewhere for some more medical treatment and physical therapy, which is what we want, what we need. So looking forward to giving you even better news next week. So that's the update. She misses everybody, and she's thankful for all the prayers that are going out from our wonderful, wonderful audience here on our Outdoors and Radio Show. So she's mentioned a few people by name, and a couple people have asked me to give her a hug, which I do, and, we'll go from there. So that's the update. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you this morning, buddy?
Hey, Alan. What's up with you?
Same old, buddy. Same old. Yeah. Just out banging around the state, talking to people all over the place. Yesterday I was in Waldorf and La Plata, and down in St. Mary's County, or down there in Mechanicsville, and, just bouncing all around. Two days before, I was in Baltimore and Harford County, and so, just running around the state doing what I do.
Yep.
So, how you been?
Okay, yes. Still staying up and down to the top of the grass, where there is any grass.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
Where it was.
I gotcha. Oh, that's good. That's good. So, yes, indeed. Well, good. Going to get some rain this weekend. I'm not sure we need much more, but I guess we do need the April showers to bring the May flowers, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure we don't need what they're getting out in the Midwest and South, those tornadoes and torrential rains and floods and all that stuff. So,
don't need nothing like that.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that stuff. So, but they got her, so sorry to hear that. Yes, indeed. So we're just kind of poking around here trying to figure out what we're doing. And hopefully we'll bring you a good show today, and, folks will call with their comments and questions, and we'll do our best to answer them. So haven't really caught up much on the General Assembly. I think sign e die was yesterday, which is, thank God, that the General Assembly's come to a close, and we'll review some of the stuff that this coming week that happened. I'm not sure if the fishing license increase went through. I believe it probably did. But like I said, my ear hasn't been on the Maryland news for a couple of weeks. So I'm just doing what we do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Don't tell Robin to sit hard, no?
I will do that, Glenn. I will see her this afternoon. Brian's going over this morning, so and I think her mother's going to visit her, so we'll certainly say hi from Glenn to Robin. How's that sound?
Yep.
All right, buddy?
All right.
All right.
Later.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Scott, Middle River. Morning, Scott. You're up early this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Alan. I headed up to Havity Grace for the first Bass Tournament of the year for my club.
Yep.
First off, though, I want to say all the best to Robin. I didn't realize she was – I was just thinking about her before the show came, one, how she was doing, and, my prayers go out for you, buddy, and for her. I hope she gets a full recovery soon.
You and I both. I was trying to figure out here earlier how many days it's been. I know the third – would have been a month, so what are we, the 6th? So it'd be 34 days, something like that, in the hospital. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, relatively speaking, you know, in God's timing, it's probably a split second, but, you know, it's a long time for us, you know.
Well, I know it's also a lot of stress on you, my friend. I've been there over the years for my wife, so.
Oh, yeah.
It'll all get out for, and she'll be fine. I feel
no
good
question.
About that.
No question. Well,
but anyway, hoping the rain holds off. It's supposed to be a little bit of rain up there this morning around 8 o'clock. But other than that, it looks like it's going to be a nice day. And hoping to catch a few bass, maybe a snakehead for dinner.
There you go. For dinner.
saw my first snakehead hunters in the creek couple of days ago. I don't know if you saw my post I did on Facebook right out there with the lights. And they hadn't gotten anything when I saw them, but I saw one yesterday right off the bank at my house in a brush pile. So they're back.
They're back. They're here. Oh, yeah. They never went anywhere. They just do whatever they do over the colder weather. So send me some pictures.
And that's the thing. I hear people say they burrow in the mud. I don't believe that. But I think they do just go into deeper water and just hang out like the bass and other species do.
Very possible.
My theory.
Yeah. Did you see the snakehead bass crossbreed on Facebook?
I did not. No.
I'll have to send you that link. It was a couple people sent it to me, and let's put it this way. I won't give it away, but I will just simply say it was posted on Tuesday. So I will send that to you here shortly.
Yeah, I usually follow all that stuff, but this week has been trying to get all the yard work done. God, I got a ton of it every year this time, so I can get it done and do my fishing.
Yeah, well, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, raking leaves, getting mulch, pulling weeds, all that stuff. So
all that stuff, huh?
And it's all the joys of being a homeowner, and I'm not complaining. It's a labor of love. So I want to get it done, so I'll be up here today. Another club I'm in, we only fish on Wednesdays. I'll be up here again on Wednesday. I went ahead and took the plunge, and I bought that forward-facing sonar for my boat.
Oh, did
you? But I've only been out with it for a couple of hours playing with it, and I've been watching YouTube videos. So I'm nowhere near qualified enough to speak on it yet.
I got it.
But, it's something different, so I'll give it a shot. See
that's,
how it goes.
That's the underwater view that actually shows you the fish on the screen, right?
Correct, and it's probably the most controversial thing in the world of professional bass fishing, and us non pros like myself, I've heard some guys say, they tell me they almost feel like they're cheating when they use it.
Well, and, you know, the same controversy came up with trail cameras in the deer hunting world.
Yeah,
no, some of the national, like Boone and Crockett, they've come out very strongly on their stand with trail cameras. I mean, you know, you get this buck showing up on your trail camera and go from one side of the farm to the other and kill it just because you know it's there on your trail camera, you know, in the same day. And it's very controversial. You know, it really is.
Yeah, so, I never really thought about that.
Yeah. So, you know, is it fair chase? That's the question. Fair chase?
Well, you know, just about everybody I know uses trail cameras, so if they have, you know, their own property or, you know, property lease.
I installed a couple this year, but I certainly don't use them to track deer movement. You know, I mean, I want to see what's on the farm, but I don't necessarily hunt over my cameras or, you know, I'm sitting here in the house at 2 o'clock and I see the buck on the camera, you know, out in the daytime. Oh, he's out in the daytime. I know where he is. I'm going to go run and get in the stand and bushwhack him, you know, now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, the main reason I bought it was because, you know, I've been involved in a stocking program for the Upper Bay for years.
I know.
And DNR has been doing their electroshocking surveys. And
right.
They've been, I've put literally thousands of fish in Middle River over the years.
Sure.
And the fishermen know it's better. But when they do their shocking surveys, they can't get under docks. And if you know Middle River, it's all about the docks for bass fishing. And
oh, yeah,
they'll go down a shoreline and maybe get one or two bass, then they'll go to somewhere like the Gunpowder in Joppa Town, where we've also stocked a ton of fish.
Right.
And they'll come back and say, man, the results are great because they did the shorelines out, you know, towards the train bridge in that area, and the fish are there in the, you know, the laydowns and the structure and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're giving Gunpowder an outstanding rating, and they're giving a Middle River like a C.
Wow.
So,
okay.
that's why I want to look under these docks and try to see what the heck is under there. Because we really don't have any tournaments in Middle River anymore.
Right.
But I just want to know, for my own knowledge, is that where they're at? And,
right.
Or, you know, is everything we've been doing for years, is it worthwhile? Is it paying off? We know it's paying off in Seneca and Gunpowder, and these past couple of years we also put fish up in the Bush River.
Right.
And, you know, when we stock, we don't stock little 4 or 5 inch fish. We stock 1.5 to 2 pounds. And it's DNR said, without question, our program is the absolute best way to improve bass fishing in an area.
That's great.
So,
I know stalking, you know, I know stalking works. I'm not talking about put and take trout fishing. I mean, that works for temporarily, you know, certain times of year. But the programs that you guys do and the stalking program up there on the John Mullick and those guys do on the, for smallmouth up on the Potomac, I mean, those programs have worked like superstars, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Bass are particularly... you know, a good fish to stalk because they tend to be pretty tough. So that's good, and especially at the size you're putting in. You put a you know, 4 or 5 inch fingerling in on the Potomac, or, you know, that's just walleye musky food. But you put a pound and a half bass in there, there's nothing going to eat it. It's going to grow, you know, to maturity. So that's
exactly. It's more expensive.
Sure.
Last year we stocked over a 2 day period. Little over 600 bass in the pound and a half, 2 pound range, and it costs $13,500.
Right.
All raised through private donations. We've been very blessed that we've got businesses and organizations that, you know, dig deep and help out because they know it's working. So
Indeed.
I'm going to keep it up as long as the good Lord lets me. And
yep. Well, kudos to you guys for doing that.
Support.
Yeah. You know, because that's not
anyway,
hey, listen, Scott, that's not just
good to hear from you.
Yep.
And
listen, I wanted to say something. That I want to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, your stocking program's not just for you. It's for everybody, which is, which is the fantastic part about giving it back, so everybody can benefit. Good luck to you today, and I appreciate the good thoughts.
All right, my friend.
All right, buddy. Take care,
and again, my best to Robin.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Scotty. All right, man. Good luck today. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, how about that? All right, let's see. Clyde Sports Shop, they are getting busy now. It's fishing time. They've got all the live bait and the minnows and those big black salty minnows. If you can't get them anywhere else in the Baltimore area. So, if you're looking for big minnows, I don't know that people even have shiners anymore, but I see those big black salties are good for landlocked stripers and especially snakeheads if you're going after them. So stop by for that. They've got a great selection of rods and reels, even after the sale. They keep getting the stock in all the time. Shakespeare Ugly Stick, the Fluger rods and reels, the Pens, and all the other brands. They carry all the other brands of rods and reels, too, and especially there's good selection of those St. Croix fishing rods. If you need to outfit a kid, they've got the kids' combos and rod and reel combos. So why not stop by and get fresh fishing line on your spools, too. They've got all the terminal tackle for every kind of fish, every kind of lure and bait for trout and perch and panfish and bass. And if you're going after rockfish, they've got the circle hooks and the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes, and all of that. Where is all this? At Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227 in Baltimore. The phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is really nice. It's been redesigned recently. It's Clyde's Sport Shop, clydessportshop.com. Clyde's has been around since 1957. They're open 7 days a week. So if it's for fishing or crabbing or hunting or guns or licenses, stop by Clyde's Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's. I was in there the other day. I said, what are your specials for April? We'll email them to you. I'm still waiting for the email. So didn't have any time to stop in, but I'm sure they've got some things on special, especially on furniture and Adirondack chairs and things like that. Well, Bill did say, did you see what's out there in the backyard? And I said, yes, Bill. I saw all your sheds and I saw all your greenhouses, and I saw your chicken coops, and I saw your dog kennels, and I saw your gym sets for the kids, and I saw the pergolas, and I saw the gazebos, and I saw the thousands of Adirondack chairs, and when I came around this side, I saw the dozens of beautiful picnic tables in poly and hardwood that you have out there for people to make their backyards great again, and the pellet stoves. They've got some great deals. As soon as I think of the brand name, I will tell you. But they've got the good selection of Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And let me see, pellet grills. Why can't I say it? Come on, Traeger, that's it. Traeger pellet grills are all on sale. Close out. Okay, these have what are called the Wi-Fi-ed controls, where you can control everything from your phone, from pellet flow to temperature to time, and they've got some great packages put together on the Traeger. So if you're looking for a pellet grill, Traeger is the way to go, and you can find them on the closeout prices at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's for sure. So why not stop by this weekend? You can check out the full line of the gas fireplace inserts, the freestanding wooden pellet stoves. You can see the electric inserts, the pellet and wood fireplace inserts, and all of that stuff. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's where you see all the grills and the inserts and the stoves. Backyardbillies.com is where you can look at all the furniture and everything for your backyard. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. If you're coming from the bridge, they're open 7 days a week for anybody, but if you're coming from the bridge, you want to get off exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. But I'm a ramblin' man. Don't fool around with a ramblin' man. Left a girl in West Virginia. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh, girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man.
And there's your alarm for this morning. How about that? There's your alarm. How about that? I like that one. That's a good one. Did you pick that one out by yourself there, old Aaron, buddy?
I did. I figured it had been a while since we heard old Waylon.
Yeah, Waylon, man. Waylon Jennings, yeah. I liked him. He was, wasn't he one of the outlaws? Him and Johnny Cash, and I can't remember all of them.
I believe anyway. He was.
Yeah, Waylon Jennings. He did, didn't he do the original Dukes of Hazzard theme? I think he did that too, so.
I think yep. He did, but I'll have to double check.
Yeah, outlaw country. Yep, exactly, John B. So, here we are in the Chesapeake Bay with our crab season just started this week, and I haven't been around enough to find out how good it's been or how bad it's been. I've been to a lot of crab dealers. They're still buying crabs out of state, of course, but I haven't really tracked it down as hard as I should have, but we're getting some Maryland crabs, I do know that. But in Italy, I don't know if you've read this or not. This is by Meg Walburn Viviano on April 3rd in Chesapeake Bay Magazine. The story unfolded on the Mediterranean coast of Italy, but quickly made headlines on the Chesapeake Bay. A few years ago, blue crabs, a non-native species to Italy, started turning up in watermen's traps by the ton along the northeast coast. While this might sound like a Maryland or Virginia waterman's dream, the Italian fishermen on the government, the Italian fishermen and the government consider it a major problem. An emergency was declared in 2023, and today Italy is doubling down on its efforts to eliminate blue crabs. Here on the Bay, we cherish our crabs. We count down the months until crab season. We take pride in our hardworking watermen and endlessly debate who has the best crab cakes or the right way to pick a crab. In Italy, meanwhile, the government laments an unwanted invasion of the same crabs. Italians see our crabs as a dreaded invasive species, the way we see snakeheads or blue catfish wreaking havoc on our native species. Like our invasive fish, the blue crab was released into foreign waters by human interventions without regard to the potential negative impacts. It's believed that blue crabs were in the ballast water ships, swept up in North America and released into the waters overseas. This practice is addressed in the international treaty created in 2017 to prevent the spread of potentially invasive species through ships' ballast water by setting standards about how and where it can be released. Well, when Chesapeake Bay Magazine reported on the Italian crab problem in 2023, Veneto Regional Governor Mr. Luca Zaia had just made television address warning of the ecological dangers of the American blue crab. He said the species was rapidly taking hold and 326 tons of crab had been harvested in less than a year. Last summer, Italy's agriculture minister appointed the first ever commissioner for the blue crab, Enrico Caterino, to tackle the spread. Advocates for the agriculture and fishing industry say the crabs are feasting on Italian clams, estimating the damage to the clam population has cost fishermen up to 100 million euros since the emergency began. 100 million euros, a euro's worth about $1.10 in U.S. dollars, so 100 million would be 110 million in U.S. dollars. In January, Cantarino announced a 10 million euro intervention plan to contain and combat the phenomenon of spread and proliferation of the blue crab species. It means the containment of the blue crab plan, allocated for 25 and 26, aims to protect biodiversity and prevent further economic damage on the regions most affected by crabs. Leaders will work to contain and dispose of blue crabs, protecting existing aquaculture, and look for alternative uses for large volume of crabs. Hey, they need to open a few picking houses from what I can figure out. Anyway, it goes on. Get this copy of the Chesapeake Bay Magazine online. This article came out on April 3rd. And let me hear your thoughts, indeed. 410 WCBM 680. Oh, look at that. Catch and release on Frenzco. Good indeed, that's for sure. Let me see. There you go. There, Lee, there's something for you to read. All right. And I thank John B. and Chris for sending me the update on the cross between a snakehead and a largemouth bass. I sent that out to a couple folks. So you can Google that, use your search engine if you want to search for snakehead bass hybrid, and you'll see what I mean. So, kind of a fun story for this weekend. So, what do you think? We've got we got tons of blue crabs being harvested in Italy, and they're trying to destroy them all. And I'm thinking, man, we need to get a congressional delegation of Maryland watermen to go over there and teach them how to build crab traps. And, you know, we need some chefs to go along with them and teach them how to make crab cakes. And we need a couple commercial guys to go over that have picking houses and teach them how to, you know, pick them and pack them and, you know, make a commercial blue crab part of their export program. We buy a lot of crab meat from Venezuela. Why couldn't we buy it from Italy? You know, why not? You know, one of the biggest seafood producers here in Maryland, one of the biggest seafood restaurants, only gets about, if we harvested every crab in the Chesapeake Bay and sold it through this giant seafood retailer with headquarters, I believe, in Baltimore, it used to be Ocean City, but in Baltimore, we would only account for 26% of their crab cake business, every crab in the Chesapeake Bay. So a lot of folks buy their crabs from Southeast Asia and other places around the world, and they're not necessarily blue crabs. They're a similar species, but they're, you know, they're a crab. They taste like crab. And it's quite an import export business around the world is the crab business into the United States, because we consume so many of them. And I've thrown out some stories about crab meat before, and people have responded and said, yeah, and the canned stuff from Venezuela is pretty good. So, I mean, there's an importer. It used to be an importer in Salisbury that would import canned blue crab meat, sell it, you know, all around the state. Restaurants use it without any compunction, just as long as they don't advertise it as Maryland crab. You know, I'm okay with it, as long as they don't advertise it as true blue, which is, you know, the Chesapeake Bay crab. But with the hundreds and thousands of restaurants in Maryland, the demand exceeds the supply here in the Bay. So there's only a couple that I know that stick exclusively with Maryland crabs. So 410 WCBM 680. Yep. Okay. That is our phone number, 410-922-6680. Not David Allen Coe. Sorry, Tom, not David Allen Coe. Good guess, though. So we're looking for callers. We're looking for emailers. We're looking at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we appreciate all of you. Robin, like I said, appreciates all of your thoughts and prayers going forward to her. And right now I'm out of brain power. Talk about crabs. Talk all week long with people about crabs. And I thought the crab article would be interesting about Maryland blue crabs being, or American blue crabs being an invasive species in Italy, and them not knowing what to do with it. What would your suggestion be? What would you like to do? I mean, they're just going to eliminate them. I don't know what they're going to do with them, but, I haven't read this whole article. So, when an Upper Chesapeake Bay restaurant owner traveled to Italy, couldn't resist checking out the competition. Anthony Cavada, owner of Steak and Main in Northeast Maryland, showed us what it was like seeing blue crabs in the Italian markets. 2 years later, the Veneto region is still trying to get a hold of this invasive blue crab problem. Nicole Zahner, a student at the University of Maryland Law School studying global environmental law, wanted to dig into Italy's response to the crab crisis. Zahner's writing a research report on the blue crab invasion in Veneto and decided she should visit in person to see on-the-ground reality the region's blue crab response. Before she and her boyfriend traveled to Italy, we contacted her with our Italian crab enthusiast, Cesar Barban, who graciously invited him to dine with him and his fiancée. Since 2023, he has leveled up his crab-picking game with real crab mallets and the Old Bay-branded table protector, both sent by a friend in Maryland. Although blue crabs continue to multiply, Barban says grocery stores don't always stock them, and they're a little harder to find than they were a couple of years ago. And on it goes. So I say, watermen, commercial folks, get together, take a delegation to Italy, show them how to build a crab trap, show them how to open a picking house, teach them all the processes, go into business with them, and because of my suggestion, you know, just save 10% for the big guy, me. That's all you got to do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. There you go. Keep it in the house. No tariffs, crabs in Maryland. Stay in Maryland. Lee, did you read that bass hybrid Bass Snakehead Hybrid to the end? Did you read it to the end? That's the question. Yikes. Norb is calling from the road. Let's talk to Norb. Good morning, Norb. How are you?
All right. Good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, first, let me wish you well and Robin well, okay?
Thank you, man. Thank you. My question, did you obtain your goal?
What's that again now?
Did you obtain your goal?
Oh, God, no. Good. What a mess. Oh, geez.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry to you.
You don't have a 5-hour show.
No, okay.
that things are ongoing, okay?
I got it. All right, good.
You would wear out before I got finished the story.
I'm okay. Worn out now, so it wouldn't take much.
Is anybody still catching any white perch?
Some. I mean, just like the yellow perch, it comes and goes. The spawning comes and goes. I think the males have come in now to spawn the eggs, fertilize the eggs, and I'm not sure that there's any big ones left. There was quite a run there a few weeks ago, and I think it's the primary urge is done. Although there are still people doing it, so yep, we're getting ready for the invasion of the shad now. So we'll see.
I heard there's a couple people were catching a few shad up. Towards the Susquehanna way, Deer Creek and such.
Yep, I've heard that. It's been a long time since I've been up Deer Creek. I don't know if, I've got the waders in the back of the truck. I don't know if I'll make it. That was where I learned to fly fish for them with Uncle Dale, and that was fantastic.
Oh,
fantastic fly fishing. Sure was. So, I got schooled by Uncle Dale because he'd been after him for a long, long time, and he knew the spot, and he knew where to stand. And,
Well, those fish are our salmon, that's for sure.
Oh, no question. No question. They are indeed. So, yep. So what's on your mind, Norb?
Well, I wanted to check and see if you had heard anything on the fishing front and everything. It's too early to think about much else for me.
Sure.
I don't go down the shore as far as it would be to catch a crab or something. But, white perch are certainly accessible to.
Oh yeah, no question. Well, you never know what you're going to catch until you go out there and catch them. Now I am hearing some of the, blue catfish never stop biting, and they're accessible up there where you are, and that's a great big fish. You can
right.
Fish for those off the bank or boat or whatever. But the snakeheads are starting to come around now. I'm hearing more and more anecdotal information that they're catching some snakeheads. I was in Clyde's the other day and. Young man in there showed me one he caught on the, I think he caught it on the little chop tank or somewhere down around Blackwater Refuge. Caught it on a chatterbait. Nice snakehead, but he was back in there a ways, back in the backwaters, so of Blackwater somewhere.
That Blackwater area apparently is a good spot to catch these things.
Well, that's the epicenter. Yeah, it's not all that accessible, but it is accessible by the fish. So they can move freely around back there, but the anglers can't get to them. So, yeah, it is the heartbeat of the snakehead country here in Maryland, that's for sure.
One of my trips down there, I did see somebody who was using the milk jug technique.
Oh, really? Yeah?
That's well, that's. I thought. What in the world's going on? They certainly can't be crab pots.
Right.
They were set for snakeheads.
How are they doing?
Oh, he had five at the point when I saw him. So
well, there you go.
I don't think he could complain about that.
And there you go.
There's a certain technique, I guess, associated with keeping all your jugs in order or in whatever.
Right, yeah.
But it was interesting.
Well, one of the tips I learned from Ed down at Wolford Store, if you are fishing live bait, if you're fishing minnows, don't do like we do with everything else. Don't slide that bobber 3 feet up the line. You want that minnow within the first foot of the water column, because these are upward-looking predators that swim fairly close to the surface themselves. So you don't want to get the minnow below their line of vision. You want to get it above their line of vision so they can come up to the bait.
Interesting.
That make sense?
Sure. Well, you got to fish where the fish are.
Yeah.
If it's a bottom fish, you fish on the bottom.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yep. So it's a whole different technique than what you might be used to as a bait fisherman. You know, normally you slide that bobber up there 2.5-3 feet up the line and toss everything out there. Not so with snakeheads. You get the big old bull mini toss it out there. Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck to you, Norb.
I'll give you a buzz next weekend.
Holler at me.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck now.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, is there a difference between bull minis between males and females as far as their ability to catch fish? I think so. But I will tell you that once we get back from this commercial message about backyard billies. I did mention that the Traeger grills are on sale. So if you're looking to put something new on your backyard, on your deck or whatever, the Traegers are all really good prices with good deals and combos and, you know, that type of thing. So check that out when you get to up to Kent Island and Backyard Billy's. They've got a few of them left, and like I said, they have that Wi-Fi technology. You just put the app on your phone, you program them into your phone, and you sit inside and you watch TV, and you go, oh, I need to lower that temperature on that smoker. So you go on your phone and you click, 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 and the smoker temperature goes down, or you need to add more pellets, you go click, 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 and there it is. If more pellets come in, and fire it up. So it's a Wi-Fire, not Wi-Fi, Wi-Fire technology with those Traeger grills. So stop by and pick one up this weekend. They're open 7 days a week. While you're there, take a walk around Backyard Billy's backyard. You can look at the greenhouses. You can look at the shed-greenhouse combination. You can look at all the sheds. And the big stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard is free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So check that aspect out a little bit, and they'll come and take care of you, that's for sure. They're not afraid of big projects. So I've even seen pictures of sheds that are being built on site, which is a pretty good service too. So you can check that out. And they've got everything. The tables and chairs are just magnificent. The poly and hardwood tables and chairs in every color imaginable, every style. All the Adirondack chairs, I mean, they've got high back, high boy, whatever you want to call them, for the high top tables. They've got the loungers, they've got the gliders, they've got the chaise lounges. There's at least 1,000 of them in stock of those Adirondack chairs from several different manufacturers. So check all that out at Backyard Billy's in Hearth America, at Backyard Billy's, coming from across the bridge, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Route 18 right up through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummer, and you got it if you're coming from the lower end here. Backyard Billy's at Hearth America, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Graysonville, and Backyard Billy's, making backyards great again. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Yeah, I like that. Been there, done that. Love to do it all the time. That's for sure. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I bear hunted twice on a farm in Garrett County, up by Friendsville. The fellow was extremely wealthy. I mean, beyond wealthy. Hunted all over the world, you know. Mounted African lions and Cape buffalo and polar bears and rhinoceros and grizzly bears and brown bears. And I mean, just everything. Hunted all over the world in his place in Garrett County. Beautiful big log cabin, three-car garage. And first year I hunted there, we had a good conversation. Second year, I was able to take a bear. We both took bears. The young landowner and I both took our bears that one, the first evening of the season. And I said to him one day, I said, "Sir, you're a man of means." I said, "You've hunted all over the world. May I ask you a personal question?" He said, "Sure." I said, you know, you could live anywhere in the world. You have wealth beyond measure, and you could choose any place at all to live or to have a second home or whatever. It's from Calvert County. I said, why here in Garrett County? He said, Alan, when I get my coffee in the morning, he's by himself usually, I get my coffee. He said, I get on my ATV. I drive up that trail to that shooting house up there. And he pointed, you could see it from the house, a couple hundred yards away. Drive up to that shooting house. He said, I climb up in there, and I drink my coffee and watch the sun come up. And that's all I want to do. The man, like I said, owned giant companies, land developer, hunted all over the world, could have done anything and anywhere he wanted to be or wanted to go, and all he wanted to do was drink his coffee and watch the sun come up. I've admired that man for a long time. And he's gone now. But I think that, you know, he loved to hunt. Man probably harvested more bears in Maryland than anybody. I think he has a grand total of 6. And, you know, he respected the land and he respected his farm and everything else. So I'm just very happy for him. And, you know, I hope he's where he's supposed to be. So, anyway, I thought that would be a nice story after listening to that song. You know, it was pretty funny, and we were talking about this. First time I greeted the man, first thing he said to me was, can you drive an ATV? And I said, yeah. Well, pick one out. Let's go. And I followed him down through his hundreds of acres, and every stand had a number on a tree next to it. He said, if you harvest an animal, just text us and let us know, or call us and let us know what stand you're on. We'll come help you get it out. And they did. Fantastic. Great hunting. One of the greatest hunting experiences I ever had. And then I'm looking at the bear right now. All right. There's the music, folks. Time for the end of the first hour. We'll be back with more scintillating outdoors radio show after the break. Get out, stay out, stay safe if you're going out. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next hour.